I know some schools have started earlier. We had that debate a couple weeks ago about Stillwater. That was too soon. But to most of us, we view this as the traditional first day of school, day after Labor Day. So is this the okay time if I say, what should we do to make schools safer? I might have this conversation even without the tragedy at Annunciation Church and School. We certainly talked about it last week. We'll talk about it for a while. How about the news we found out over the weekend? That Sweet Weston. We played that soundbite multiple times. When this young child is incredibly composed while he's with his grandfather and talking about what was going on. And that soundbite was everywhere, Dave. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan here. That was everywhere. Now, over the weekend, we find out Weston, while he was giving that soundbite, the definitive soundbite of that story, that is a fragment that was found in his neck that is dangerously close to his carotid artery. That close. Let me just give you a little more details. One point they thought was gunpowder on his neck. Now, a doctor said it's a miracle it didn't hit the carotid artery and that he might have died if it went any further into his neck. That's what Weston had in his body while he was giving this interview. What should we do to make our schools safer? We can run through the whole thing again. It's not going to stop everything. We know that. But what can we do to take a step forward as opposed to sitting there and shaking our head? You want to play soundbite from Tim Walz here? Tim Walz, the governor of the state, I assume at some point fairly soon is going to let us know if he's running for re-election, right? Believe the fair is open. We're not at the fair today. Said he was going to announce once the fair was done. But again, another tragedy may have clouded and slowed his decision-making. It may make him more likely to run. I don't know. You tell me if you want to set something up here or we can just play it right away.
No, he was just at a school welcoming students today and met the media and was talking about what needs to be done.
This is the time, and for those who say that in these tragedies, not the time to debate, when would that time be appropriate then? Would it be after we bury these children? Would it be next week? Would it be before the next one? Because I would make the case that now is the appropriate time. If Minnesota lets this moment slide and we determine that it's okay for little ones to not be safe in a school environment or a church environment, then shame on us.
So he's saying he's going to reach out today.
Yes.
Right? He's going to reach out today, tell the folks we're going to have a special session. I think it was notable that Lisa Damith, the speaker, has said multiple times the last few days she hadn't heard from him. Again, a reminder, the governor calls the special session. He doesn't end the special session. Do you, Dave Harrigan, think anything is going to change with the legislators? By the way, we still have how many positions not filled? Two? Melissa Hortman's position is not filled. Nicole Mitchell's position is not filled. Was there one other one? Don't we? Sadly, I think we might have had someone pass away. Do we have three positions not filled at this point? So do I think we're going to come together and attempt to try some things? No, I don't. I said it last week. I'll say it again. I've said it before. I would love to see states individually try different ideas. Mental health, greater changes with schools, greater changes with guns. And let's look at these states and say, wow, I thought that was going to work and failed. Wow, I thought that was going to fail and it worked. Wow, it really didn't do anything. Because just doing nothing is embarrassing. So regarding schools, my three boys are done, but Michael's like a son to me. His school is a bit unique, a high school, where they let, maybe it's not that unique, maybe people can tell me. Today they let the freshmen, excuse me, attend school.
I think that's pretty common now.
Isn't that pretty
same
common?
In my district, yep.
Okay. And now then the sophomores, juniors, and seniors. And this is it for him. So he's like a son to me, Michael. So, and I love him every bit as much as anybody on the planet. So, and even, I mean, you don't have to, what a bold statement. You don't have to have kids there to think, wow, what can we do to make schools safer? Not flawless, not perfect. Okay, let's just touch on a few. Well, let's do this. Let's pause. Let's let people chime in. And if there are ideas you've believed in for a long time and you want to reiterate them, that's fine. If it's something you've heard before and you want to elaborate on it, that's fine. If you want to counter an idea which has been discussed many times, that's fine. Texts work. Phone calls work also. We want you to add something a little bit different if you're calling in, but we absolutely can take your calls on the Harrigan Hotline. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. I want to talk Aquarius. And I want to talk about Aquarius. And I'm just going to talk about their baseline stuff right now today. Just baseline what they give you. Because this is a family-owned company around since 1987. And their policy then was earning the right to be recommended. Guess what their policy is now? Same thing. I learned about them from people when I moved back here in 90. And years later, when I would buy a house, I made sure I reached out to Aquarius and initially had the Kinetico drinking water system set up in a house in the 90s. Eventually, when I made a change, made sure that Aquarius was the one who set up a water softener in my house. And then would learn as AquariusHomeServices.com continue to get bigger, greater customer feedback, greater trust, they would start resolving issues in your utility room, including your air conditioner and furnace. AquariusHomeServices.com. When I moved the last few months, I made sure I would have that Kinetico drinking water system. Better never. I made sure that water softener was in there. Remove 99% of the contaminants. So the dishes come out sparkling clean. So when I did a lot of laundry this weekend, the laundry looks great. And when I take a shower, it's right. Plus, if I need to change that AC and furnace, then I know I can trust them. Really good people. AquariusHomeServices.com. Chuck E. Cheese.
Good Chuck E. Cheese reference there.
You're still in your Chuck E. Cheese phase, aren't you?
I am. I've only had to make a few trips to Chuck E. Cheese, though,
for
birthday parties.
Come on.
The kids don't request it, and I'm not going to push it.
What kind of father are you? I had too
not
many,
great.
Too many trips to Chuck E. Cheese, and the food's atrocious. Don't text me and tell me it's not that bad. No, you're right. It's worse than bad.
Yeah, but Americans love bad pizza.
And he's creepy. Chuck E. Cheese.
Charles Entertainment?
Creepy.
Charles Entertainment Cheese is he's concerning.
Okay. Let's look at the text. What would you do to make schools safer? Is Michelle here today too? We might have to figure out this little technical issue here. The solution is simple. It's a security guard / cop. At every single school, yes, they'd be carrying a gun. Nobody probably wants to pay for it. That is the solution, and I'd understand why people won't do it. I have zero problem with security / police with a weapon at the school. But how many of these schools, Dave, where we've had these horrifying I mean, stupefying mass shootings where there are officers with a weapon. Numerous.
Yes.
Uvalde. Parkland. That doesn't mean I'm going to stop.
No.
I'm going to take them away, but that's not going to stop it.
Nothing that we say today is going to make it, you know, instantly no school shootings, no church shootings.
Well, this text was like, you know, that would do it.
Yeah,
that's the solution. Right there, boom.
We know the size of certainly high schools today.
Oh, my God.
And if you have one officer stationed in whatever office they're in, good chance the shooter might know where that is, and good chance they're not shooting right, you know, to start right at that office. You know, the officer can't be everywhere.
Yeah. My kids attend Wayzata High School / Community College.
Tiny little one-room spot, right?
My God. You come over that hill. There are numerous, numerous, numerous entrances. So let's get to...
But it would be great. It would be great to have somebody, an officer there, who could respond instantly, who could be somewhere within the school within a minute, 2 minutes.
Another dramatic overreaction to George Floyd, and there were some dramatic underreactions to George Floyd, was Minneapolis schools, we're done with you.
Yeah. And it was far from just Minneapolis, too.
Oh, yeah. It was cross-country. Derek Chauvin murdered George Floyd, in my opinion. I get people disagree. You can't justify being on his throat for 9 minutes. You want to go at me with the fentanyl. You want to go at me what tests weren't allowed. You want to go at it what was trained, what was not trained. What was not trained, though, was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 minutes. But then because he's a terrible officer, to then say everybody else is out, or let's defund the police, was just hot taken. Here's my brand, and let's make the city and the school less safe. Chad, I know this sounds trite, but I often wonder if live shooting drills were mandated for all businesses over 25 employees, if this might change the minds of some folks. So, I mean, I still remember you here on this show, emotional, talking about one of the girls having to go through the training.
Yeah. We're going to do it again in a couple weeks.
Was she six at the time?
She would have been five.
Five.
Yeah, in kindergarten, the first year. And then, of course, they do it every year. And now she'll do it as a third grader, and her little sister will do it as a kindergartner in a couple weeks.
You're still glad she does it, right, considering the circumstances?
Yes, but it breaks my heart every time they have to tell me what happened at school today.
Yeah.
When they did the huddle in the corner of a room. And
right.
I will never forget the first time. And, Daddy, I got the best spot. I was right in the corner.
Think about that.
And, you know, at that age, they don't know what they're preparing for.
No.
It's, you know, they're told in case somebody's making a bad choice.
Do you think more of, like here at WCC Radio, or anywhere somebody's listening in their office right now, if they have at least, you know, this texter suggests, maybe that's right on the right number, 25. If there's more preparation for businesses to do this.
I wouldn't think it would hurt.
No. I mean, if we're doing it with our children, why wouldn't we do this for us? Chad, we should do all things possible for highway safety. We have seatbelts, airbags, speed limits, traffic laws. We need to look at gun laws. Trust me, I am all. Do I think we have way too many guns in this country? Of course we do. I mean, it's not even a debate. I mean, seriously, it's not a debate. The debate is how do we come up with a way where those of us listening want to have a gun to protect ourselves or hunt, and we're doing it the right way, and we go through the proper channels, and it's not like instantaneously right, by the way, and we get them, but those individuals who aren't stable enough, who are criminal, who will be haphazard and dangerous with them, how can we stop them from getting guns?
You can't. You can stop some. You certainly can't stop all.
But can we come up with a system where at least it's better?
Yes.
Right?
Of course.
It just seems like we can't say status quo is enough. Let me add, absolutely we should be spending billions of more dollars on mental health in this country. Honestly, it's one of the biggest issues we have in our country. Let's funnel a staggering amount of money into mental health in our country. And again, by the way, if you think we're the only country that has mental health issues, you're just making excuses. Because as we say all the time, Dave, we can give them the data if they want it. Among comparable Western countries who also have every bit as much per capita of mental health challenges, whether it's everyday therapy or whatever scale you want to go to. But for some reason, the amount of fatalities by guns is dramatically different in those countries. Part of it, a large part of it, is the access to those weapons. It's indisputable, right?
Yes.
How can you argue with that?
You can't. You can't. I think that's a huge part of the issue. The gun laws in this country are not nearly strong enough. And I also think there's a lot of truth to what Angie Craig said last week when she joined you at the fair the day after the tragedy. Looking at the rise in school shootings, workplace shooting, things like that, these mass shooting events, and the proliferation of social media.
Yes.
And we've seen study after study after study of how social media just scrambles our brains. Specifically, the younger you are, the more harmful things it does to your evolving, to your growing, to your maturing brain. And, you know, are we going to do something to take on what's now become, what, billion dollar industries? That's a big fight.
It is a big fight. And, you know, Ellison just recently went after TikTok. We've had attorney generals either individually, collectively challenge, you know, Facebook, Instagram, you name it. There's an interesting Twitter story I want to get to with Jamie. I'm going to give you that info, where somebody was arrested in the UK just over offensive jokes, but arrested over it. And that's troubling, to say the least, too. Do you trust the prime social media outlets with your 8 and 5-year-olds that they're doing the best possible to provide compelling, entertaining content, but somehow the line is not addictive and they're not going well past
that? Absolutely not.
No. And that doesn't mean Dave and Lindsay should say, I do nothing, and just point the finger. But yeah, whenever these folks appear in Congress, and sometimes it's for show, other times it's legit, and they're telling us we've changed a lot of our plans and who we fired, I don't really believe it worth it. Teachers train with guns. Dave Harrigan, what's your stand with teachers training with guns?
I've never liked the idea. I'm still not in favor of it. I think there's better ways than putting guns in every classroom.
I'm with you. I sometimes am persuaded for rural areas where it may take officers 15, 30, 45 minutes to get there. What are we doing in this circumstance? I have great hesitancy considering the number of officers who the first few times they were involved in shootings, and when they're candid, will say training was one thing. When it actually was going on, it was completely different. How fast things were moving. And all of a sudden you have a social or a science or a math teacher, and she or he is mainly, 99.5%?
Yeah.
There for what? To teach math. We got geometry this year. But also as a side piece in the drawer. And yes, untrained individuals, but it still gives me great hesitancy, the number of individuals and how they would handle the circumstances with absolute sheer frightening chaos unfolding right in front of them. But I get, out of decency and trying, that some are saying we have to do something different. So am I against automatically some multiple states trying that and seeing how it work? It's something I'm skeptical of. But I can't just say we need to have states trying different things and say, well, because I'm skeptical of it, Dave, we shouldn't do it.
Sure. I get that.
Right? Stop telling children they can become the opposite sex. That's still such a small, small percentage. And no, younger kids, when they're in, you know, kindergarten, elementary school, should not have teachers telling them that. No, this has to include the parents. It has to be shared conversation, or if they're that young, it is a conversation only at home. But if the conversation is happening with the teacher because of lack of trust, then it becomes a shared situation. But you know what else isn't right? Automatically blaming every trans individual for what certain trans individuals, what they've done and committed violent acts, and just offering up hate towards everybody, because that's really an easy default right now. Dramatically lighter and more fun with Adam Carter. Ask Adam Anything is next. We're going to get to the president's health later. We get that bag that was thrown out of the White House. Speaking of medicine, Dave found this story about 80 ADHD meds and kids so young. That is frightened me. Dean Phillips on Congress going back, but more on Burning Man. And then Jamie Ukas right here on CCO. I got a beef with you. Remember when Jay Leno used to come on, early Letterman, and it was, what's your beef?
What's your beef?
What's your beef?
Yeah.
So you and the lobster like to gather around on your upper level deck. It's kind of like U.S. Bank Stadium at the Rosemont. I did see how big your fire pit is, though. Jeez. Yeah. Libby, your friend Libby.
Yeah.
Great person.
10.
She is an absolute 10. So you've told me about this for months, how you gather around, you see a plane, and you kind of guess.
Yeah.
Charlotte.
Where's it going?
Charlotte.
Where's it headed?
And then you look and try to match up.
Yeah. Great game.
The two most important women in my life now, my ex-wife and my girlfriend, I've shared with it. You know what they both said?
Great game.
Great game.
Yeah.
Great game.
Smart, beautiful, talented women.
I've dumped both of them. I'm never talking to either one. What effect have you had on the women in my life?
It's taking the country by storm. It's in the trades.
It is in the trades.
I actually had my daughters out. It was Jen, myself, and my two daughters. We were putting money in the pot.
So you're betting on this.
On it. A little action on it.
A little offshore.
Yeah.
So is this?
So if nobody gets it right, another dollar in the pot. Oh. Winner takes it.
Who ended up winning?
We had a couple of winners.
Yeah.
Jen once. I think Morgan won.
Okay. Where is the website?
Well, there's a couple of different. I use FlightAware. It's an app, but there are like three or four different flight apps where it tells you. You pull up the airport and you can see planes going over.
Okay, so I see a plane above me in lovely Plymouth.
Yep.
And go ahead, Dave, where you guess?
Well, which direction are we heading?
Well, we're assuming it's heading not towards MSP.
Okay, makes sense.
Let's go northwest. Probably.
Northwest,
Seattle.
Seattle, maybe Portland.
Okay, I go Utah. You know, I go Salt Lake City. You go Denver, right? Then...
Do you get to rip people if they have just a terrible guess?
How? And so then you're timing what time it left MSP? Is that what you're doing?
No, because you bring up the app and it shows you paths. Like it has the flights. So you know if it's, and it just like any other app, it centers to where you are. So you know if it's up there, that's the plane.
So you're still guessing that you have the right plane though, right?
Oh, it's the right plane.
Wow.
Well, there's only one plane up there certainty. And that's the plane. And it tells you what the airline is, what make is. See, that's the thing. If you know, if you're good, you know, if you're an aviation buff like myself,
okay,
you know what kind of plane.
I think you forgot three letters, OOM. Okay, if you're an aviation buffoon like I am,
but you can, you know, if you can determine if it's a wide body, a heavy, as it's called in the parlance, you know, that's going overseas.
Here's the deal. I want you to talk to my guy T. Grant upstairs. I'll consider doing some advertising for this game for you.
I'll consider doing some advertising.
No. We need someone with credibility.
Hello?
How many spots approximately do you have right now?
Zero.
Zero.
I can't even tell you the last time I did a live ad.
Yeah. Come on. Let's go, buffoons upstairs. I'm currently staring at a play in Maple Grove. My guess is Biloxi. Could be a winner, right?
I'll look it up.
Look it up right now. Okay, let's get to a number of the texts. Would you like a serious one or a silly one to start?
Let's ease into it. Let's go silly.
Who had a better start to their season, Bill Belichick or Arch Manning?
Oof. I think Arch probably has the better room for improvement. Well, as opposed to a whole team that's just oof.
Yeah, I watched some of the game. Although, Dave, if people are selling stock already and giving up on Arch, I'm buying all the stock.
That's fine.
Okay, let's just calm down. But if you're asking,
have, I think, 72 yards passing before the final, they actually got in the end zone.
If you were expecting him to look like Uncle Peyton, mid-prime Peyton, no. Bill. I mean, you need the horses, Bill.
Yeah.
There was a very damning ESPN story yesterday, day of the game, about how the recruiting has been just clownish. Like, they just didn't know what to do, fired all the people who had an idea when they could meet, what they could do.
They need the brew dog back there.
They could use the brew dog right there. Then we got Jordan Cam. I mean, we're showing – I didn't even watch that much of the game, but every time I turned it on, we got a Jordan Cam. And then we got the superstars. We got – in order, here's how I'm going to rank the superstars. Jordan's one. Who's higher? If it's North Carolina, Lawrence Taylor's higher than Randy Moss. Because, I mean, Lawrence Taylor, better all-time player than Randy Moss. Randy Moss probably a bigger superstar, right?
Yeah, probably.
Right? Mia Hamm's there. Roy Williams is there. And then did you see the press conference afterwards?
No, I did not.
Look it up right now. There's balloons all around. I thought it was like his 8th birthday or something. Is this Jordan? Did Jordan put up the balloons all around the press conference afterwards?
Well, she recently had her 8th birthday, so.
Jeez. Oh, my gosh. Adam. Would you rather have your child who is the bully or your child being bullied?
Oof.
That's a hard one.
Gosh, neither.
Yeah.
Probably to be the bully because I think I could correct that problem.
Okay. Our friend Mike in Minneapolis, we haven't heard from Mike in a couple weeks. Mike, glad to have you back on board. What's going on?
Thanks. Glad to be back. I'm listening to the radio and big voice guys kind of got my hackles up again. Can you guys teach him what on deck means? Because when he says Chad is on deck after the news and weather.
In the hole.
Yeah. What gives?
Well, that could be Brad Lane writing. Okay. And Brad Lane's a ball guy. He's a ball guy.
Yes.
So I think it's pretty, Dave, you're with me. Pretty embarrassing for a ball guy to get that wrong.
It's not good. Not a good look for us.
Not good.
We're the home of the Twins. We don't even know ball.
Yeah.
Well, maybe did Brad land the mini leaf account, maybe?
Maybe he was taking that while he was writing some of those spots, potentially?
Yeah.
Could be. Very astute observation, Mike. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
I probably had 15 people come up to me and talk about Big Voice Guy.
Really?
Yeah.
We had one.
Yeah. Well, I heard you yesterday. Here's what he said. Every person that came up to me at the fair, here's what he said they loved the show.
That's wonderful.
Am I wrong?
Yes, you are. What did somebody say yesterday? Clean it up just a little bit. What did they shout out?
Go live. We were playing a recorded segment. They wanted us to be live.
Yeah.
Go live. At least lip sync. Do something.
Or wasn't there an
No, that's what I was going to say to that person.
That's what you said.
Yes.
Okay.
I did not say it. I wanted to say it.
Yeah, you're tempted. All right, let's get to more texts and calls with Ask Adam Anything. 651-461-9226. What do we have for the bumper music theme today, Dave Harrigan?
Well, it's going to be very simple. This tune is from the Violent Femmes. It's called Out the Window.
We're going to get to what was thrown out the window at the White House next hour. Wrong answers only. Right in the middle of Ask Adam Anything, Jim has called. And Jim, thanks so much for listening. You're on the Home of the Twins, CCO.
Yeah, I'd like to hear what you think. I had an idea for school security. So what I thought of was having a clearly defined and marked perimeter around the school area. You wouldn't be able to do this in all places. Have a one single point of entry exit, except for emergencies. You'd need emergency exits, and then 360-degree monitored surveillance of that perimeter.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate the call. What do you think about that one?
Well, I think a lot of schools have attempted to do that, like one entry, one exit during the school day.
Mm-hmm. It's a major problem with bigger schools.
Major problem with bigger schools and video surveillance also. I'm sure there's plenty of schools that do have some level of video surveillance, but that's quite expensive too.
Yep.
And I just don't know where the school districts, the budget comes from for that.
I appreciate people trying to come up with ideas. It's like I said, Dave and I are both hesitant. I think you also are hesitant on teachers, and all of a sudden they have the weapons in their hands. I've reached a point now where ideas I think don't make sense. Let's have states try different ideas.
Yeah.
Maybe we review these, and after 2 years, if that was proven to be successful, very successful, be the first one to say I was wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm glad, and let's try it more states.
Right.
We have to
be willing to do that.
I just on Jim's idea, I just go back to where my kids went to high school. Why is that a high school? For an 8 o'clock start, they'd have to line up at 5:30. To get in. How about metal detectors? Where do you stand on metal detectors in schools?
I mean, if we're putting metal detectors in airports and courthouses to protect those folks.
I'm in now.
They should be at school.
We're debating them in the Capitol, right?
Right.
Right. So, Dave, metal detectors, schools.
Yes.
Yes.
Do it and then keep going.
What was your best state fair experience this year?
Probably the first Friday when Dylan Tate, who's Libby's son, brought his calf to the front of the stage. We had a live calf out there. It was pretty entertaining.
Very good. For me, it was off air. Quinton has been afraid of roller coasters forever. And there's been a picture at my house with a few different individuals on a roller coaster. And he saw it, whether it was just with me or anybody else, he just would get close and couldn't do it. And this year, I convinced him to go on Iron Dragon.
Nice.
And he did it.
Iron Dragon.
And he loved it. And it was so good. Then he did Tornado, which is not a roller coaster, but kind of a quicker ride. And so we were done. And then it turned out Friday was so beautiful. So his para, Nathan, who was on a scale of 0 to 10, he's a 12, went out there. So Nathan and Q went on Iron Dragon. They went on Tornado. Then our friends Patrick Merrily, who you know well, and just seeing my son with all of his stuff accomplish that. We saw a bunch of people this weekend, and he just couldn't stop telling people about it.
Awesome. Yeah. Can I go back to do you have a photo of just random people on a roller coaster?
I do. That's all around the house. All around the house.
Stock photo when you buy a frame? Like, well, hey, that's so nice, I'm just going to leave
it. I just put up different people in there. I've got Kim Jong-un.
Yes.
Me and Kim Jong-un.
Riding the Iron Dragon.
Crazy Mouse. Adam, in this new year. Yeah, happy new year.
Happy new year.
Yeah. I was wondering what your favorite subject was, K through 12, excluding gym, lunch, and recess. Those are your top three, by the way.
I loved civics class.
Civics?
Civics.
Kind of leads to what you're doing now, right?
History. I liked history class.
It's a very good one. Adam, would you rather walk in on your parents having sex or them walking in on you?
That latter. Not even close.
Dave, same question for you.
That. Yeah, you're right. It's not close.
You know, you're showing your talent, too. You know, mom, dad,
you beat,
okay,
you beat
proud
me
of me here.
Beat me talking about techniques,
yeah,
you
right.
know? Yeah, no. Text me 651-461-9226. Did you ever walk in on your parents having sex? Yeah, did you?
Not walked in, I'll just say, but I was in the vicinity.
Yeah.
How old?
37.
That was probably 8 or 9.
I would be in therapy. Maybe we'll do a bit sometime. You as my father, having said.
Oh, jeez.
No. Kids, maybe. Yes. That may have been in the vicinity, I think is the right word. But, yeah. Adam, have you ever done a cartwheel? Could you do it? You once claimed to kick your leg high, and by the way, it wasn't that high.
I did. It was high.
It was not that high. How about right now? Try a cartwheel right on this carpet here.
No.
How much money for you to eat?
Oh, jeez.
Two bites of a hot dog that has been on this carpet for at least an hour.
Well, I just did the bit of eating other people's food. I mean, it's probably worse than eating some off this carpet.
Nope. No, not at all. So I love Violet Femmes two times at First Avenue in college. Yeah. Violet Femmes, pretty dang good, right? I've never been on a roller coaster, and I'm 63. That doesn't surprise me. A lot of people don't like roller coasters, right?
Dave, How do you know if you've never been on one?
Yeah, well, I've never washed windows 47 stories high, and I'm not going to do it. That's your own choice.
You could do that.
Well, I could, but I would
love it.
I think I'd be too scared.
Swinging side to side.
Can we get you to do it?
Feeling the breeze? Absolutely, I'd do it.
You would?
Sure.
You?
Wash windows?
47
no
stories
chance.
High.
Zero chance.
Do you think this guy really would?
Yeah, he seems convicted. Thank you.
He has been convicted, but that's separate from the conversation.
I mean, I'm going to need ropes attached to me.
No. Mm-mm. No, it's just you. It's like you're climbing. You're like a Walenda. You're climbing. Bill Maher has who on Club Random this week that just debuted yesterday? Controversial filmmaker. Maybe right now alive, the most controversial filmmaker.
Oliver Stone?
Woody Allen.
Oh.
What do we think of Woody Allen? Have we accepted Woody back in the...
I think there's a certain amount Echo of people
stream?
That always have accepted Woody Allen because, I got to be in a Woody Allen film.
Yeah.
Overrated,
or they
by
agree
the
with his politics.
Yeah.
I saw those docs. I'm out on Woody. Now, if you're Mar and you got Club Random, like, would I personally interview Woody Allen on the show? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You would too, right?
Yeah.
Right. But it is very interesting. And by the way, it's not like Mar is some crazy lefty, right? And Mar is a free speech absolutist, so maybe he's trying to give him exposure. Like Spacey seems to be coming back now. He's at Venice. Are we welcoming you back, Kevin Spacey?
I didn't get the memo, but...
Man, seems like a lot of junk out there. That's it?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Yeah. Adam Robert Carter just choked up and he's on the ground, but we can't get to him. We got to finish the segment first. The president's health, what was thrown out the window, and ADHD meds that early? Those topics next hour.